Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The DH, Bill Stein. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting ninth. The catcher, Pete Varney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jesse Jefferson. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fourth. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting seventh. The DH, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Larry Gura. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar takes first base on ball four. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar scores. White moves to third. It's 1-0, Yankees. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields it and throws to second for the out. White scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Yankees. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coggins. Stein reaches second base with a double. May goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Yankees. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta takes first base on ball four. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson fires to second and picks off Stein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stanley. The throw from Varney and he is out, Orta applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Varney and he is out, Dent applying the tag. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alomar bunts towards third. Melton picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Melton. Alomar moves to second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Munson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Varney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Nettles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Nettles reaches second base with a double. Alomar scores. White goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Yankees. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. May reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. There goes Melton trying to get to home. Bonds throws the ball into Alomar, who relays the ball to Munson, who tags Melton, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. It's 4-3, Yankees. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Horta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson, who is chasing the ball. Hermann reaches third base with a triple. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coggins for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Hermann scores. It's 5-3, Yankees. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Rich Hinton now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Varney hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent bunts towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Munson hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Nettles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Yankees. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hinton fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Coggins hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coggins. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bonds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Varney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Varney moves to second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-3 in the game. Dent hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's White Sox, 6, Yankees, 6. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hinton, and towards Dent, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Munson hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Nettles hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-3 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hermann bunts towards the mound. Hinton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alex Johnson pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Walt Williams pinch hits for Rich Coggins. Cecil Upshaw now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Upshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Bonds is walked intentionally. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Blatt now playing center field. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Varney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Munson bunts towards the mound. Upshaw juggles the ball. That's an error on Upshaw. White moves to second. Dave Hamilton now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. White moves to third. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The slide. Varney applies the tag. White is out. Nettles moves to second. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields the ball and throws to Hamilton covering. Safe. Nettles moves to third. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-4 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Rick Blatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blatt strikes out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. With 3 walks. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. May takes first base on ball 4. Niles Nyman pinch runs for Carlos May. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Stein bunts towards first. Chambla scoops it up and throws to first, with Alomar covering, for the out. Nyman moves to second. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nyman scores. It's 7-6, White Sox. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Horta moves to second. Pete Varney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varney is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Varney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambla scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Varney for the out. Horta moves to third. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Dent hits a line drive towards short. Stanley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Niles Nyman now playing left field. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. White hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Munson hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2 for 5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and New York Yankees, 6. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.